This is Regal Recommends. Ashley Franklin previewing this week's films at the Regal Cinema. In this year, commemorating the centenary of the end of World War I, here's a film, Journey's End, which conveys the harrowing nature of that conflict. With the strapline, innocence lost, courage found, this British film tips us into the trenches in the spring of 1918, where a company of soldiers await an imminent German offensive. In what is described as the performance of his career, Sam Claflin, who you might remember opposite Rachel Weisz in My Cousin Rachel, is a traumatized captain, with the rest of a stellar cast made up of Paul Bettany, Toby Jones, Tom Sturridge and Asa Butterfield. Here, as the attack draws close, Bettany's officer pens a letter to his love.
When you read this, I don't imagine that for one moment you'll feel bitter or resentful.
Morning, Wilkes.
But you will find no comfort in the thought that I went down fighting for my country. You are too clear-headed for that, my darling.
Peters?
There is a job to be done. It ought never to have arisen, but that is not the point. I have had so very much out of life, but all these youngsters do not realize how unlucky they are. So new are they to their very existence.
What makes Journey's End compelling is that it's adapted from a 1928 play by R.C. Sheriff, who experienced the trenches firsthand. So this is one very truthful account. As the director Saul Dibb points out, Journey's End is much more like The Hurt Locker than a traditional blockbuster war movie. We are talking about the authentic experience of war. We are not glorifying it in any way. What makes that experience all the more authentic is that the actors didn't go off to their trailers in between takes. Everyone stayed on set. A muddy, rain-soaked set too, and a cold one as well. That discomfort you see in their faces probably didn't require acting. And get this as well, the explosions you see them running towards are in camera. They are not visual effects. There's dynamite exploding as close as the filmmakers were allowed to place it. Well, Mark Kermode has praised this film for the way it brilliantly balances the grind and boredom of the claustrophobic trenches with the abject terror of the soldiers as the coming attack hangs in the air. But there's humour too amidst the horror, and great humanity in the telling of this moving, affecting story, with wide praise for the performances. That's Journey's End. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri was a must-see for me because writer-director Martin McDonagh is the man behind In Bruges, my film of 2008. This time we're in small-town America for another dark, brutal, tragicomedy, starring BAFTA winner and Oscar favourite Frances McDormand as Mildred, who in this incendiary tale commissions three billboard signs leading into her town with the controversial messages "Raped while dying" and "Still no arrests? How come, Chief Willoughby?" It was Mildred's daughter who was raped and murdered, and it's been many months of complete inaction from the local police. So, how come, Chief Willoughby? Let's hear him explain himself. That cop, played by Woody Harrelson, visits Mildred at home.
I'd do anything to catch the guy who did it, Mrs. Hayes, but when the DNA don't match no one who's ever been arrested, and when the DNA don't match any other crime nationwide, and when there wasn't a single eyewitness from the time she left your house to the time we found her, well, right now, there ain't too much more we can do.
Could pull blood from every man and boy in this town over the age of 8.
There's civil rights laws prevents that, Mrs. Hayes. And what if he was just passing through town?
Pull blood from every man in the country, then.
And what if he was just passing through the country?
If it was me, I'd start up a database. Every male baby that's born, stick him on it. And as soon as he'd done something wrong, cross-reference it. Make 100% certain it was a correct match, then kill him.
Yeah, well, there's definitely civil rights laws prevents that. I'm doing everything I can to track him down. I don't think those billboards is very fair.
The time it took you to get out here whining like a bitch, Willoughby. Some other poor girl's probably out there being butchered right now. But I'm glad you got your priorities straight. I'll say that for you.
One of the quieter moments from Three Billboards. But when you see Mildred with her boiler suit, bandana, and a general kick-ass attitude, you know that life in Ebbing, Missouri is about to get pretty torrid. But nothing quite prepares you for what follows, a searing drama of bad-mouthing anarchy and violence, but also, amazingly, compassion and lashings of humour, even though you find yourself almost ashamed to be laughing, especially when you come across the distinctly dodgy, blockheaded racist cop, played by another BAFTA winner and Oscar favourite, Sam Rockwell. Amazingly again, it's almost as moving as it is amusing, and there are surprises all along the way. It's a long time since I've seen a film so unpredictable and so memorable and unforgettable. That's Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. This Sunday sees a special screening of the Russian ballet The Flames of Paris. While Paris is aflame, most commentators tell us that the Bolshoi blazes. One critic declares, "Very few ballets can properly depict the Bolshoi's overflowing energy and fiery passion, as can Alexei Ratmansky's captivating revival of this 1932 classic." This is a rip-roaring story of the French Revolution, chock-full of noble peasants, gallant revolutionaries, and wicked aristocrats. It's a varied ballet as well, with stamping, whirling folk dance conjuring up all the zeal and ardour of the flag-waving revolutionaries, through to conventional court dance and intimate classical dance. And at the heart of the ballet is, according to one commentator, a virtuoso pas de deux danced with astonishing power. That's Bolshoi Live, The Flames of Paris, this Sunday at 3 p.m. This Tuesday sees a satellite screening of the Royal Opera House production of Bizet's Carmen. A unique production, too, with elements of a Broadway musical, with its vast staircase straight out of Busby Berkeley. One audience member declared that this Carmen is an exhilarating rollercoaster fusion of movement, song, dance, design, and stagecraft with choreography that carries the show on an ever-cresting wave of invention. Sounds fascinating. ROH Live Carmen is this Tuesday at 6:45. As for the other screenings at the Regal this week, we have Coco, Darkest Hour, and Maze Runner, The Death Cure, the epic finale to the Maze Runner saga. That's all on Regal Recommends. Next week, Denzel Washington stars as Roman J. Israel, Esquire.